You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Highly disrespectful of law enforcement. The woman and her friend were highly disrespectful of law enforcement. You saw that? They were harassing, they were following for days and for hours. And I think, frankly, they're professional agitators.
But just disrespect.
And I'd like to find out, and we are going to find out, who's paying for it.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, great to have you back on this Monday morning. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, Mark.
Yes, sir. Listen, that was the president on Air Force One. He talked about the situation up in Minneapolis, and he talked about finding out who's paying for it. Bill O'Reilly said this weekend that he believes the DOJ focus here would be a RICO case, and he mentioned some pretty well-known lefties like George Soros.
Well, yeah, look, the potential is there. You cannot give funds to and train people to engage specifically in violence against federal agents. And in fact, obstructing federal agents from being able to carry out the law is also a violation of federal law. So there's a potential case there. But look, this violence would not be happening if state and local officials weren't preventing local law enforcement from, they don't have to assist federal agents in their immigration enforcement, but they do have to keep the peace. And when they refuse to do that, when they refuse to arrest protesters who are blocking streets and doing other things like that, that's what's going to lead to this kind of violence. So they are in large part responsible for this.
Yeah, I listened this weekend to the Portland police chief. So immediately the governor, the mayor in Portland, others came out when the two suspects got shot by ICE officers. ICE said, well, they were Trinidad Aragua illegal aliens who we were after, and they tried to run over a police officer and we shot at them. And then I have to listen to the police chief out there. Go to cut three briefly for us. Just play the tease portion of that for me, Ethan, please.
It saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger.
So he's patronizing the, I guess, Hispanic community or the Venezuelan community in Portland. He's sorry that two Trinidad Aragua gang members who were here illegally got shot, because that must pose a threat to every other Venezuelan in Portland. I don't understand how this guy is even a police chief, Hans.
Well, I don't either, but it also shows a patronizingly racist attitude. Because, look, let's not forget, TDA is one of the most dangerous criminal gangs in the world. It is a narco-terrorist gang. In fact, it's been designated as a terrorist group by the U.S. government. And this police chief is basically saying, well, these guys represent the Hispanic community there. Because that's what he's saying, the fact that two members of a narco-terrorist criminal gang being shot somehow reflects on the rest of the Hispanic community. I think that's a pretty racist attitude.
Yeah.
Hans, you know, I found something interesting about how the Fed chair, Jay Powell, is saying that the DOJ has opened up a criminal investigation into him over the renovations of the Fed's headquarters. What do you make of this whole thing? I mean, this certainly would have big implications because Trump has been frustrated with him as it relates to interest rates. But his term's coming up here. What I believe, is it this year later on?
Yeah, look, the Fed has basically gone so far into budgeted overruns that it's shocking. And if you saw, there was video when the president took a tour not too long ago of the renovations of the Federal Reserve. It was like they're building the Taj Mahal. It is one of the biggest wastes of federal money that I have seen. And we've been seeing a lot of wasting of federal money. So, you know, why have there been these huge cost overruns? That's worth investigating. Even if it doesn't end up in a criminal case, why have there been such huge cost overruns?
Well, I wish people could just go back and I'm sure I've got the audio here somewhere of Trump and Powell that day when Trump called him out in the news conference. He looked at him. He goes, why don't you explain this? Why don't you explain why this costs so much? Because if there's anything Donald Trump loves, it's to talk about how efficient a builder he is, right? That he could have saved all this money on the Fed. And Powell's now trying to claim that there's some sort of politics behind investigating overspending at the Fed.
But what would that charge be? I'd be curious.
Misappropriation of funds? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And we really can't speculate without first them doing an investigation and finding out the reasons for the huge cost overrun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Hans, I was Friday, we did an interview on here with somebody from Fox News Radio talking about the fact that the Supreme Court had decisions released on Friday. And I don't know, I'm just a casual observer. I kind of figured it had to be one of the big ones they were trying to get out of the way earlier about tariffs and all of that. But they didn't really release anything major, right?
No, that's correct. And so we don't know when the tariff decision is coming up. But listen, the Supreme Court really is kicking into gear this week. Tomorrow, they're hearing arguments in the cases of states that banned biological males from competing in women's sports. Those two cases out of Idaho and West Virginia are probably two of the most important cases before the court. And what they decide is going to affect the laws in about two dozen states. So that's a really big case, and they're up for arguments tomorrow.
Including Missouri, I would point out. Hans, thank you, my friend. Yeah. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Hans von Spakovsky there in Washington, D.C. this morning. Great to get him on here. Coming up, we got you a check of business. We'll get to In Other News. Next hour, I think we'll give away a couple of tickets to Jimmy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.